one of which was so tough and like rubber, covered with bubbles, but you had to eat it raw, otherwise it didn't work. Unfortunately, I couldn't get past two or three bites because it was that tough. So I actually got a beating because I couldn't eat it, and I obviously wanted to be diabetic because I was an evil person. So the main theme seemed to be, from a religious point of view, that I must have been evil. And also, if I had faith in Allah and in the Quran and in the teachings, then mind over matter. I believed God would take this away from me. That was very much the belief. And I must admit that over the time, I mean, this probably happened over a period of a few years. And I must admit that throughout the time, I actually became to believe a lot of that. In a way, in retrospect, it's actually turned out to be a very good thing, because now I very much believe mind over matter. In many, many cases, and in a lot of instances, it's helped me overcome things that I may have otherwise run away from. But with regard to the diabetes, I was determined that, yes, I believed in God. I love God. I am a good person. So I'd stop taking the insulin for days, and I'd end up in hospital. And then they'd say, you didn't believe enough. You didn't believe strongly. You were only pretending. God knows. So I'd believe even harder, and I'd pray every day, and I'd stop taking the insulin, and I'd end up in hospital. And it just became an ongoing process to the point where at this stage, I'd moved to the general hospital in town at Steelhouse Lane, and the diabetic ward was Ward 1. And they actually had a room put aside for me, because every week I would be in there, because I'm trying to do without this insulin, because my mind is strong enough. I can do this. Not realising that it's not actually a mind thing. I still didn't know at this stage the extent of what was wrong with me, and why it was, and how it was caused, and how to best deal with it. I just knew something bad. I must have been evil. And why the hell is it me? I kept saying, why me? What have I done? God, what did I do for you to punish me so badly?
What age were you when you moved from the Children's Hospital to the General Hospital?
Between 14 and 16, early teens.
And obviously, if you were almost coming once a week, the staff must have been concerned. Do you have any memories of doctors or nurses talking to you or to your parents?
I do. At first, they were very sympathetic. There was a nurse who started called Sheila, and I actually was with her as she progressed through to matron every week. And we became pretty good friends, and we talked. But then, after a while, the sympathy went and turned to irritation. Why can't this person just do what they've got to do? And instead of going, oh, hello, how are you this week? It's, what, you again? The doctor, Dr. Natras, had told me that if I continued the way I was going, I wasn't going to live to see 15. And I was determined that I was, and I did, and I told him.